Washington Post reporter Peter Baker is covering the war from the Marine Combat Headquarters in Iraq. Baker told NPR's Christopher Joyce that an Iraqi citizen provided the crucial information that enabled U.S. Special Operations Forces on Wednesday to rescue Army Private First Class Jessica Lynch from a hospital in southern Iraq.
His name is Mohammed. We're not giving his last name to protect his identity. But his wife worked at the hospital as a nurse, and he went to visit her one day, saw a lot of ominous-looking security men around, realized who they were. These were Saddam's fedayeen. He's a curious fella. He's a lawyer. He started asking questions, and a doctor friend of his told him that there was an American soldier being held there. The doctor friend took him to see the soldier. It turned out to be 19-year-old Jessica Lynch. He saw her through a window, a glass pane. One of Saddam's fedayeen was roughing her up, slapped her twice with his hand, once with the open palm, the second time with the back of his hand. That was just too much for Mohammed the Bear.
So he went to the Marines and actually made maps for them.
He walked 6 miles through fairly treacherous territory in Nasiriyah. You know, it's a battleground right now. Bombs are dropping and fighting is going on. But he found the Marines and they were happy to hear his story, and they just extracted as much information from him as they could. He sat down and drew out by hand 5 maps, and his wife eventually joined them and she drew out her own map. Which rooms were which? How many doors down was Jessica Lynch? What routes were the best way to get into the hospital? How many exits were there? How many bodyguards were there? Could a helicopter land? He gave them all this information that was vital, according to the Marines.
Peter, in your story in the Washington Post, you quote him as saying that he was sure that Jessica Lynch would not have lived through this ordeal if she'd stayed in the hospital.
He knew these men, the fedayeen. I mean, these were people who had lived in his town for years. It's not a new group of people, and he knew what they were capable of. Just a few days before, he said, a woman's body, an Iraqi woman's body being dragged through the street. The story was she had made the mistake of waving in a friendly way to a U.S. helicopter, and she was killed. So he had no doubt that the fedayeen were vicious men capable of anything.
And he's been given refugee status, and he's in the safety of the Marines?
He is. He and his family, his wife and 6-year-old daughter, are being moved down to a shelter, a center in southeastern Iraq, where they'll be taken care of for a while. The hope is that, you know, the government here falls, and with them go the fedayeen who have made his city such a dangerous place to live, and then he can return home.
And what is his attitude now toward the Americans?
He feels very positive about Americans. The very first thing he did practically when he arrived here at this Marine camp was to ask for an American flag, which the Marines were more than happy to rustle up for him. He is the classic Iraqi that Washington had hoped to encounter throughout Iraq, somebody who was waiting for American troops to come and liberate his country.
Did he give any indication that there are others like him, that he's typical or atypical?
He does believe that there are more Iraqis like him that are just scared of Saddam's men, that once they clear out some of these paramilitary that have been terrorizing the military and civilian population, that the Iraqi citizens as a whole will want and be glad that the Americans to have rid them of Saddam's government. So he believes, he speaks for a quiet majority. Obviously, we time will only tell.
Washington Post reporter Peter Baker speaking with NPR's Christopher Joyce.